Now, though, on a Monday afternoon here at the Home Run, we do finance with Justin Delandy from Lending For You. Hello.
G'day, Lee. How are you?
Well, thank you very much. Now, Westpac and NAB have both got their crystal balls out.
As they all have. Now they're predicting bigger and faster cash rate increases over the next few months. We've got all big four banks now unanimously forecast two more 50 basis points or 0.5 percentage point hikes in August and September. And that totals four double hikes in 4 months. So here's the big four banks' updated Reserve Bank cash rate forecast. So we've got the CBA at 2.6% by November, Westpac 3.35% by February, NAB 2.85% by November, and ANZ 3.35% by November. So they're all, they don't really know, Leon.
So what you're saying is it's anyone's guess.
Well, they're all now expecting two double hikes at the next two Reserve Bank meetings, with both Westpac and ANZ obviously predicting the cash rate will reach 3.35% in coming months. And if that happens, the average existing variable rate customer could be paying, you know, high fives, round sixes on their mortgage by early next year. Probably the Reserve Bank now has got a little bit more ammunition to continue to lift the cash rate, given this month we had some pretty good unemployment data. Next week's inflation figures are also going to be critical in determining how hard and fast the rate hikes go. And, you know, that's currently its highest level in over 20 years. Mm. We could hit a three-decade high when those CPI figures are released next week. And while those forecasts may seem high to most people, it's important for people to realise the neutral cash rate's likely to be about 2.5%. So we need to prepare for the new norm rather than as an anomaly, because what we've had with our very, very low cheap interest rates, you know, interest rates starting with ones and twos, not likely to happen for a little while now.
The honeymoon was always going to end, wasn't it?
At some stage. Yeah. Probably happened a little bit sooner and a little bit quicker than we thought.
We're here. All right. What about, is there any optimism about for new renters?
Look, times are tough out there for a lot of Australian renters in today's market. You know, not only do they need to battle it out with one of the tightest rental markets ever, they've also got to cope with rising rental prices and the added pressure of interest rate hikes, which landlords then need to pass on. So Domain have a quarterly rent report that showed that in the 12 months to June 22, there's been a 12% rise in the median asking rent for houses and about a 12.2% rise for units across the combined capital cities. Now, that doesn't really take into consideration regional areas like the northwest coast, but it does take into consideration Hobart. National vacancy rates are at their lowest point on record for about 1% for the fourth month in a row. So what that means, tight rental market, it's obviously costing a lot more. But some tips from ratecity.com.au I thought were pretty interesting to help renters not only find a rental property, but also hopefully nab one at a little bit more of an affordable price. So here's your tips. Be proactive and join some wait lists. So renters, you can call up rental agents in the location that you've got your eye on and ask to join any rental wait list, and that way you'll be informed if the property comes up before it's advertised on the market.
Yep.
Consider an alternative. So, you know, look at alternative suburbs. So if you've got your heart set on Sprayton, you know, maybe Latrobe. Somewhere else that is a little bit different. So somewhere that still has proximity to work or school, but be happy to explore different areas. You might find the price there to be a little bit more affordable. Keep your eyes on the classifieds. So in looking for a property, you know, you could also check out the classifieds such as Gumtree, as some landlords advertise their properties there first. Big one, Lee. That's now...
Well, it's just on the classifieds. I notice a lot of people actually put it in the thing on in Marketplace on Facebook as well.
Yeah, Facebook Marketplace. But this is a big one. Moderate your social media presence. Who would have thought?
How's that work?
Well, renters have got to keep in mind that nothing gets deleted on the internet. With landlords getting their name on their application, it only takes a few clicks to do a little research on their tenants when considering the application. So, in fact, the practice is probably not uncommon. So, probably not a bad idea, Lee. Just pop onto Google your name and see what pops up.
Yeah, right. well, you're right, because, you know, a lot of people do a lot of profiling on social media. And, you know, if somebody's looking for you for living and looking after their investment, you don't want somebody spilling Red Cruisers all over your lovely carpet, do you? So,
no, exactly, you know, right.
It's not as silly as it sounds.
No, it's not.
Very good. Okay, so join wait lists, look elsewhere, try the classifieds, and limit your social media presence. Righto.
Well, just make sure that it's there's not too many bad things there if you're looking to rent a house.
Yeah, all right. What about the Aussie dollar this week? How's that going?
Yeah, look, hit a one-month high today, ahead of what, as we said, is probably expected to be a higher than normal inflation reading. We also found the Kiwi dollar jumped a little bit as well. So we gained as much as 0.4%. It's at its highest level since June. It's 69.84 cents in the morning trade. So that's nearly at that 70-cent mark. New Zealand dollar's pretty steady at about 62.6. Reason the Aussie and New Zealand are sort of aligned is because they're also, both currencies are aligned to commodity prices, and we've seen some stronger commodity prices has helped. We've got signs of iron ore prices increasing. There's coal miners getting production gains and getting elevated prices as well. So, with the Australian inflation data that we talked about earlier to come out, economists have forecast that the Reserve Bank probably thinks inflation's going to hit a little bit more than their 1.5% that it did last quarter. So, and if that's the case, if it does that, there's a strong case for further interest rate increases, which will help the Australian dollar to lift against most currencies. So,
but it'll cost you.
It will. So, there is worries about a global economic slowdown. So that so any move we have, if our dollar hits over 70 US cents, might be short-lived.
Very good. All right, mate. We'll check back in with you in a week and see how much things have changed, as they seem to be doing. They're zigging and zagging all over the place. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Lee.